theme song should be Bitches Crystal by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Go.
Hey, welcome to Hobby Hard. It's the 12th episode, and it's all about wrestling.
Wrestling.
It's wrestling, guys.
So when we decided on this topic, I was like,
sorry.
Sam's adjusting his microphone.
Adjusting.
I was like, hey,
here.
Is that really a hobby? And Porter and Dylan were like, yeah, it's a hobby. And and my argument was that, and to my knowledge,
tell us.
Here, I'll tell you.
Hey, guys, it's good to be back.
Oh, yeah, welcome back, Sam.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, hey, how's the thing?
Yeah, how did you just want to dive into the pool right there? Seriously.
I just had it fresh in my mind.
Golly.
I was like, going to go straight into it. No, so you were at the national championship. Yeah, I don't know if you've actually told me like how amazing it was to be there.
Oh, it was amazing.
You and I are both Bama fans, and mm-hmm. it was fun to watch. But yeah, what was it like to be there?
Really loud and awesome. My uncle had an extra ticket to the national championship game.
Was Roman Harper there?
Roman Harper, I think, was there, they said.
Did you meet him? Did you meet Roman Harper?
No, I didn't meet Roman Harper.
But you met Mark Ingram.
Actually, no. Sean Alexander was sitting two rows in front of me to
the
far
seats.
Right.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, I had really good seats. It was like 35-yard line, like 30 rows back.
Did you give Sean Alexander a handoff, tell him to go for a touchdown, then he fell down after 2 yards?
If you're trying to talk shit about Sean Alexander, then you probably need to just leave, because that's not gonna go over too well, honestly.
2 yards in a cloud of dust. Sean Alexander.
Are you still going? Or?
I'm still going.
Okay.
enough sports talk, guys.
The game was good. I mean,
just the end of his career.
Bama played amazing, and it was good to see. It was really loud.
They did play amazing.
In the Superdome.
I saw an article that said it was Nick Saban's masterpiece. I liked that description.
Oh, did you see that?
Oh, you read that too?
Yeah, I put it on Facebook.
I just saw it from you, yeah.
Well, there we go.
Oh, hey, guys. You guys dodged a bullet, by the way, because you guys didn't hire Brian Schottenheimer as your offensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah. I saw we hired some dude from Washington.
Let me tell you, you dodged a fucking bullet with that one. That guy. Let me say, I got a lot of things I could say
I like
about
him.
That guy. I could say a lot of
I want to hang out with him.
Well, I'm sure that would be a really boring time, personally.
I want to party with him.
Maybe probably just talk your ear off about Marty Ball the entire time.
I
want to...
Let's
party with Samson.
So maybe we should get back to
like a refreshing
what I was saying. So
the podcast last night sounded, or yes, last week sounded really good. Barbecue.
Yeah, did you listen to it?
Yeah, listened to it. Really good. Sounded good.
Oh, thanks.
Awesome. Yeah, Adrian did a great job. Shout out.
Shout out to Adrian.
Oh, you jumped in before me.
Got it.
Yes, good job, Adrian.
So I was like, yeah, is wrestling really a hobby? Because this was before any of us had done research, and I as a kid, I didn't know much about like pro wrestling. I didn't follow it, and maybe I know Dylan did. You probably did too, right, Porter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, you already had more previous knowledge anyway. But I was thinking, you know, in today's American society, with which I'm familiar, it seems like wrestling is only people who are like pursuing it as a career, or people like who do it in high school and college, and it's like Greco-Roman, different type of wrestling. But
look
still,
at you dropping buzzwords.
But still, but even if you're doing it in school and not getting paid,
it's the centerpiece for buzzword bingo.
It still seemed like a not a hobby because it was such an organized thing.
Yeah.
But then when I did some research, I learned that over the years, hundreds of years ago, mm-hmm. in different cultures, wrestling has been like the number one sport. For a lot of countries, it might be like the most common number one sport of all cultures over time. And so in that aspect, yeah. if you know, since that's the case, mm-hmm. then there's probably a lot more hobbyers of wrestling in the past and in other cultures.
Yeah.
And
so are you saying that wrestling was just a hobby in the past and isn't one now?
I'm saying because...
I'm kind of confused.
Because it was...
Good point. What year is it?
Because it was so wildly...
what was your favorite year of your life?
Because it was so wildly popular over the years in all different cultures, there's no way... There's no argument against it being a hobby. Because it's definitely... Yeah. It definitely was a hobby if it isn't now.
So, Sam, you're just eating some crow on the air right now, huh?
There's some pretty nasty talk going on. Oh, look at him going. John, the producer, is actually feeding Sam right now.
Too much.
All right, John.
Cut him off. Cut him off. But so yeah, no, it was a good debate. I think it was good for us to, like, every week to talk if something is a hobby or not a hobby. And I can definitely see those points because, like, wrestling itself, you know, it is, like, pretty professional, it seems like, but, I mean...
Yeah, and obviously I knew that there were people
With a hobby.
There's people who, yeah, that's a good point, too.
Yeah.
And I guess my way of determining is like, are most people that are doing this, are they doing it as a hobby? And I feel like with all the other topics, except for maybe barbecue, that's the case. Most people that do this thing are just doing it for fun. They're just doing it as a way to socialize or just to...
I mean, barbecue is a questionable hobby.
Yeah, I would say that's less than a hobby than...
Yeah.
Well, and I knew y'all would say that, but if you remember Dylan last episode, I clarified that it wasn't so much a hobby, but then I talked about how the outdoor cookout barbecue grilling aspect of it is the hobby.
Yep.
And then from there, we went
it's on,
into...
It's on tape.
Other aspects. It's on the tape. We record on tape.
Record.
I hope that tape doesn't lose quality, because then we won't have our proof.
Yeah, and I think it's like...
You hear that tape rolling?
I think barbecue, too, is kind of like a hobby, because, like, especially, like, trying to master the perfect, like, I don't know if you're, like, cooking pork brisket or something, you got to, like, try out a lot of different stuff and, like, master your recipe.
Yeah, because you...
I mean, you got to be the master
of
your
domain, basically.
If you're
a barbecuer, you want to please yourself personally by making the best barbecue you can make.
Sure.
Well, that's the case with any sort of cooking, though.
I mean, you always have to please...
I know. That's why...
Yeah, yeah. Cooking actually is a good one, but...
Yeah, that's why cooking is a hobby.
I think cooking's really... Or cookies in general.
Cookies are a hobby.
Cookies, it's all about, as long as you please yourself, you will be pleased by others when they are pleased.
Yeah, it's a hard distinction.
It's a good Roman proverb you just came up with there.
Oh, thank you.
I think we could put it into a book somewhere. Maybe we'll get
it. You want to start working on that book?
Yeah, sure.
The Proverbs
of Sam Porter. I'll get it.
Maybe
we should.
Dylan Heimbrock, too. Heimbrock. You're, of course,
maybe that could
in
be
it.
Like a hobby hard branded book that we could.
Yeah, it should hopefully. I think it actually. We have a rough. What's that, John? Yeah, rough.
It's the first of the
it was terrible.
Rough. Yeah, I think you just said rough launch date March 2013. Actually, it's going to be hitting the shelves.
Yeah, the supper.
Oh, it's for. What's for supper?
It's a Topo Chico.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A Topo Chico for sure. It's going to be good. We're actually going to be drinking Topo Chico's outside of the Barnes & Noble up on Metric at 6:30 p.m. Actually, it's like a 10 to 6 a.m. 10 a.m.
to
6 p.m.
Yeah,
book signing on March.
Check the sheet. Yeah,
March 1st of 2013.
We've got like
a
whole truckload of fatty natties, you know, ready and rearing to go.
Are they still around? Did we get the last bulk shipment?
No, we didn't get the last bulk
shipment. I
haven't
seen those in the stores lately.
Oh, they're still in the stores, buddy. They're still in the stores.
Dylan knows where they are.
I sure know where they are.
I thought maybe we were able to get the last of them, like the Red Bull Colas that we have.
Oh, yeah. Did you
drink those?
I have a couple left, if y'all want one each.
No, I've actually never had one.
You're not missing out.
I mean, I'm not going to have one tonight, honestly.
They're quite miserable.
Yeah, we got to preserve them.
Oh, like
for
what?
For any day.
So if you had to basically like say that what your favorite hobby was... And what would it be?
Of the ones we've done? Or like...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why not?
Let's see. We had karaoke. We had...
Episode recap.
Paintball, tailgating.
Yeah. Laser tag.
Bird watching. LARPing.
LARPing.
Laser tag. Oh, no. Bowling was before. And then laser tag. And then... what else was there?
Crocheting.
That was stupid.
Yeah, that was a silly time.
Yeah, that was a really silly episode. What was the... Okay. I would probably say tailgating.
I like karaoke, personally.
Karaoke, yeah, that's a good one.
Karaoke. I'd like tailgating as long as
laser
I don't
tag
have
was
to set it up.
I'm sort of. It's hard for me to separate the episode from the hobby itself. I thought the bowling and the... Wait, how can we all not be saying LARPing? That was the best.
Bowling actually would probably be my favorite, though. Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Well, I mean, are we talking about what we wanted, like, our favorite thing to personally do or our favorite hobby?
Yeah.
LARPing was fun to do.
I think it's a separate podcast,
actually.
It's the Hobby Hard Recap podcast.
Well, are you asking favorite episode?
I'm going to start writing recap
episodes
of these
hobby that
these
we
three
do,
idiots that
or,
do this.
Or, like, I don't know.
So, wrestling. Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's start talking about wrestling, guys.
How old do you think wrestling is?
I am going to say thousands of years.
How many thousands?
One and a half.
Okay. Dylan, what's your guess?
trying to think because it was about, I mean.
That means that it started, actually, my guess is terribly wrong because it means that it started like in like the year 500.
And you should know for a fact that it was in ancient Greece.
Yeah. So I'm going to say 6,000.
Okay. Right. Dylan.
How old is the world?
It depends on who you ask.
Okay.
13 years?
That's true.
That's what I heard.
We're the oldest people. Actually, what was that movie?
Children of Men.
That came out recently with the, or maybe it hasn't come out yet with like, how they have like little wristbands that have your years.
Oh, In Time? Never. In Time?
In Time.
It did come out.
It did already come out?
I really wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Well, because it's written and directed by the guy who wrote Gattaca and Truman Show, and I love those movies.
That doesn't mean that it's going to be good. He's made bad movies. He made Simone, for fuck's sake.
Hey, buddy, you back off that.
He likes Simone.
Yeah.
Well, they're crazy.
I am a little crazy.
Al Pacino just does. Al Pacino must be so far in debt.
And he made Lord of War, too, and you like that.
Anything Al Pacino touches is fucking gold, my friend.
You ever see Two for the Money? Because I have.
I have not,
but
I would love to.
Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill is a delightful.
What about
treat,
Simple
actually.
Jack? If he was in that, it would have been amazing.
What's that?
It's the movie in Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
It's called
Jack.
What?
Simple Jack.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay.
Simple Jack.
I thought you said Triple Jack.
Oh, yeah, so anyway, so what? No, Triple Jack would be a
like
triple,
three shots of Jack.
Yeah, that would sort of be.
Or just like a movie starring.
Or triple cheeseburger from Jack in the Box. Or from Jack's. Remember Jack's back in Alabama?
Yeah, I never ate there, though.
Oh, yeah, I've only eaten there once. Have you had Jack? Oh, yeah, it's like nationwide, isn't it?
It's tasty.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never ate
it. It's good.
Because it wasn't.
They put American cheese in there.
There wasn't one like close to where I live.
That's Jack in the Box.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, there was another place called Jack's. Jack's. I think it's just Alabama.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so how old do you think wrestling is, Dylan?
I don't know. I know it's like ancient Rome's and Greece. Over
under.
And all that shit. Over under what?
His guess, 6,000.
6,000 years.
I'll just say over. I don't know. Over.
You are correct. Oh, Dylan gets the prize. It's 15,000 years old, at least.
Oh, goodness.
The earliest evidence of wrestling was found in a cave drawing in France.
Cavemen.
Do they have pictures of the first wrestling match?
It was a cave drawing.
Oh.
Because that's what they had
back
then.
Doubtful, yeah.
There's
a
daguerreotype of it somewhere.
The purest of art.
Are you asking for photographs?
I want photographs of cavemen wrestling, if that's not too much to ask.
When I worked at the bookstore.
I think there's one over at the museum on campus where they have the first photograph. I think that's what it actually is.
Oh, really? What if I just go dress homeless people up as cavemen?
It's right next to one of the Google. What the hell is it? The
Guggenheim?
Bibles. What is the Bibles?
Gutenberg?
The Gutenberg Bibles.
Is that on campus?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, one of them.
There's one of them.
There's a lot of them floating around. They're all authentic and they're old.
There's not very many of them.
Yeah, of course they're old.
There's probably like 200 of them or something, right?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure there's less than that.
I always thought there was only one.
I mean, it was a really popular book when it was printed.
Right, but there's not many that still exist. I remember reading about it. I mean, I've been to it and I've looked at it. There's not that many. It was definitely less than 200.
Please tell me it's in a case or something.
It's absolutely in a case.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes,
they got to preserve
it. You can't touch it. They're the first photographs.
15,000 years, huh?
Oh,
it's tough cavemen.
I was going to say you were asking about photographs of wrestling. When I worked at a bookstore in Alabama.
The photographs of cavemen, but I like the tangent.
There was a customer who came in who wanted a book with pictures of dinosaurs, and so we showed them the selection. Like, no, like photographs, and that they didn't really understand where photographs came from. They wanted photographs of live dinosaurs.
I mean, but Fred Flintstone had a camera on the TV show.
That's a really good documentary, too. I was really excited.
The Flintstones?
Yeah.
Flintstones.
I was really excited the day that I read in the New York Post about how they found Fred Flintstone's car. It was in the middle of the Red Sea. The guy who discovered
That's a really good story.
The guy who discovered the Titanic. What's his name? Do you guys remember?
Cameron.
James Cameron. It was John Will, but he changed it to James Cameron.
Yeah, he changed it to James
Hollywood.
Cameron for the Hollywood. So
for the SAG.
That's right, for SAG, so he could get the SAG
he's
insurance.
Not an actor.
He wanted DGA insurance.
Oh, but anyway, so the guy that found Titanic found Fred Flintstone's car?
Yeah, he found Fred Flintstone's car in the bottom of the
Red Sea.
This guy's
got really good luck, if you ask me.
Yeah,
Is he a big swimmer?
No, he built his own submarine. He built it out of sheet metal that washed up on the beach in the Red Sea, because there's all sorts of sheet metal that's floating around there. And he found little bolts just like amongst all of the debris around, and he built it with his bare hands. And he had like a little pet lion too that he brought in with him, and they went into the sea and they discovered
it's amazing that Fred Flintstone was such a good carpenter, automaker, whatever you want to call it, that it was preserved all these years.
Absolutely.
Well, I think another thing that's good about Fred Flintstone is
that, you know what?
I don't know if you guys have seen the wrestling episode, but
Of the Flintstones?
Yeah. Him and Barney just go at it.
Is there
Yeah,
a season?
Well, there's a three-episode story arc about wrestling. And, like, Barney and Fred have this big tiff. We talk about Flintstones on the show a lot.
I know. Why don't you think?
In the bowling episode.
Yeah.
Well,
Everything really relates back to Flintstones. Because if you think about it, Flintstones was all about hobbies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. It really was. Like, taking care of your dinosaurs.
It yeah. really was.
And talking to Kazoo, a magical alien that you can see. Gazoo.
The great Gazoo.
I thought it was Kazoo. Whatever.
You just sit there and just gander at the Great Gazoo.
It's true. Well, what are you going to do?
The Great Green Gazoo.
So rest
googly
in
eyes. Yeah. So let's get back to it. 15,000 years. Yeah, it's a really old sport in general. And actually, I'm going to save that for Weird Fact of the Week or whatever it is now.
Are we doing it already?
Let's do it.
All right, Weird Fact of the Week. Weird Fact of the Week.
Fun fact. The fun fact.
That was the bomb being dropped. Saw that wrestling is one of the oldest words in the dictionary to describe man-to-man unarmed combat.
What are some other examples of words like that? That's pretty specific.
Grappling.
Okay.
Grappling? I didn't look up synonyms.
That just seemed like a specific fact. Like, it's the oldest word that means wrestling.
Oldest word to describe unarmed man-to-man contact.
So, like, older
than...
No,
I keep saying contact.
Older than karate.
Because you go into contact. Basically.
Yeah, you do go into contact, but
older
it's...
than karate? Is that what you're saying?
I mean,
like that kind of thing?
According to this source I found.
It's older than grappling. It's older than holding.
John made me turn in a little bibliography this week. I don't know if he made you guys do that.
No, I don't listen to John.
Actually, no. I don't answer his calls.
Damn it.
I'm my own man. I don't need to listen to John.
Oh, but yeah, that's a weird fact.
All right.
You got a weird fact on?
Well, my fact isn't... Okay, well, I just find this personally fact fascinating. You guys know the Ultimate Warrior in the WWE? The old WWF wrestler?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Ultimate Warrior. I'm trying to think.
I think so. He sounds familiar.
I would like to get into all the personas, because I think that's really interesting.
Okay, well, anyway, the Ultimate Warrior is this, you know, old WWF wrestler from the 90s. He had, like, this stupid face paint on, and, you know, he was a big warrior. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so...
Is he good?
Yeah, he was pretty good. He was pretty popular. I was never personally a big fan of the Ultimate Warrior, but some people were. And back when I was a small child, when I cared about wrestling for about 3 weeks, I was a bigger fan of the 1-2-3 Kid, who later was in Degeneration X when I got back into it. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, so this guy is a retired wrestler, and he sells his own paintings on the internet. What he does is he makes watercolor paintings of people like Ronald Reagan. So he has this huge – one of these paintings that he sells on his website is this huge – it's something – I'm trying to remember how big this fucking thing is. It's like 12 by 9 feet. It's massive. Watercolor painting of Ronald Reagan that he did. He also does these other ones where he takes a quote from a famous person and paints it onto a piece of paper, and then he paints the he'll take a picture or a quote from Martin Luther King, and then he'll paint Martin Luther King's face next to it.
So are they any good?
Yes, that's what's amazing it is that they're actually kind of good.
Cool.
And he sells them and also apparently he does this thing where you can request a custom painting. And if you pay enough of money, he'll call you up, and he will have a conversation about life with you. He will the Ultimate Warrior.
How old is he now?
Oh, God, I don't know. He's probably in his 50s.
25?
I think he's about 24. I think he's regressing in age. I think he's like Benjamin Button. But
Which I've never seen. Sure. I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah,
don't give it away, Dylan.
Don't waste your time. I just gave
spoiler
it away.
Spoiler alert.
Actually, don't see it.
Oh, spoiler alert. Don't waste your time.
Have you seen Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
It's like that, but not interesting.
I love Forrest Gump.
Well, then you might like Benjamin Button,
I'd
rather just watch Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is fine.
I like Forrest Gump. It's fine.
Forrest Gump's okay.
No, both just said fine and gave a little head nod.
I'm not going to watch it tomorrow, but it's fine.
It's on USA like 7 days a week.
Yeah, and I'm not going to watch
it. But you know
what's
cool about Forrest Gump?
Sam!
Is that the guy's involved in everything that happens over like a 60-year span, which is just kind of hilarious in and of itself, the absurdity of it. See, you got this idiot, Benjamin Button, who...
Hey,
ages,
stop. I want to watch the movie.
He doesn't want any spoilers.
Stop.
He doesn't want to know anything.
I don't read reviews. I don't
it's
look
not
at
a spoiler
whatever
if I'm telling you that what's cool about Forrest Gump doesn't happen in that
I don't even know how to spell...
That's all you need to say.
I don't know how to spell Fandango. Sue me.
Try. Just try it. Just give it a shot.
Fan.
Letters.
F-Arlen. F-Arlen. Darlin. F-Arlen. Darlin. Is that how you spell it?
The No.
What's your weird fact?
We're talking about American letters here.
Okay.
Let's not talk
fart
about
and lard in part.
My weird fact is that...
It's a terrible movie.
The national sport...
There are worse movies.
The national sport of the...
Yeah, I've not even seen it. I'm not defending it. All right, go ahead. Go. The national
I
sport...
I hate Benjamin Button so much.
The... I probably liked it a little more than you then, because I mean...
You definitely liked it more than
I'm never
going
to see it again, what
is it? How is it compared to Lemony Snicket's?
Lemony Snicket's is better.
Lemony Snicket's.
Me either,
Lemony Snicket's is actually
I'd rather
better.
Watch Lemony Snicket's, though. That
I've seen
better.
Them both. It is better.
My
that wasn't even very good.
Weird fact of the week. The national sport...
Excited for the sequel, though.
The national sport of the country of Turkey?
Wrestling?
Oil wrestling.
Oh, that's actually was on my notes. Not that fact, but just to talk
but
about oil wrestling.
But isn't that crazy? Like
that's their national sport?
Oil wrestling. Just greasing Ooh. Up.
What kind of oil?
Getting on each other's bodies.
Baby oil?
I think KY jelly.
KY jelly.
That's why
now
it's called KY jelly, because it's like Turkey.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh. I was like, they kind of misspelled a little bit.
A little bit, not much.
They don't mind. Well, that's how Turkish people spell it.
Yeah, what? Okay, that's actually loons. Ridiculous. But, I think,
but no, everything except for the KY jelly was true.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, so wrestling does have a lot of different, or a little different kinds of wrestling.
So many different kinds.
Those are like, you know, the Greco-Roman, as you said, which is like, as far, I think it's just like more standard.
Yeah.
Like the wrestling that's.
That and freestyle are the two that are like collegiate and high school wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's MMA wrestling, mixed
right,
martial
that's,
arts.
That's a huge new fad that's going on.
Yeah.
And now like the really big MMA fighters are like having their own action movie franchises and stuff.
Well, a lot of them are former WWF wrestlers. Well, not a lot, but there's a number of them that
oh,
are
really?
Former WWF wrestlers.
Oh, for real?
Like Brock Lesnar was the most famous. Was the most famous.
But MMA is pretty legit.
It doesn't seem like really fake like professional wrestling is.
There's the thing, everyone talks about how fake professional wrestling is. It's just like, yeah, maybe the matches, like the ending of the matches is rigged or whatever, but these people still beat the shit out of each other.
I'm not saying like
I mean,
I'm not saying pro wrestling is like super fake. I'm talking about how it's a show.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. That's the difference. These two,
rather than like high school or
sort
college
of a semi
wrestling.
Scripted performance.
Oh yeah, no, I mean that's totally what it is. But I mean MMA wrestling, a lot of the or MMA, there's a lot of not a, I don't know. There's a couple of people that are ex WWF wrestlers. Brock Lesnar was the most famous. I think he just retired from that. Do you guys think this is?
He's recording.
No, I was just
providing some background noises.
No,
for
yeah,
you.
Brock Lesnar, continue.
Well, I mean he just retired and he was really popular. At one point, he tried out for, I think he tried out for, Goldberg definitely tried out for the Vikings.
Dance with the Stars?
No, he tried out for the Vikings to play
oh,
professional
seriously?
Football.
Well, you know, Goldberg actually played linebacker at Georgia.
All right.
And that's where the
Oh, The Rock was a football player, I knew that.
Yeah.
The Rock was a football player. And actually, he was going to be at Miami. He was going to be a first-round draft pick, and then he tore up his knee or
the
something.
The U? Is that what they call it? The
U?
Yeah, the U.
I think it's because it's the University of Miami.
Yeah, I think you're right, and also their logo could be part
Dylan's
of it.
Dylan's getting annoyed.
Just like sort of a combination of those
right
things.
Let's let Dylan finish this. He's getting really annoyed.
No, I'm not getting annoyed. I'm
Dylan,
I'm just thinking.
It's okay.
I'm just thinking. I'm thinking about where Brock Lesnar tried to be a professional football player. That might have been the Vikings, and Goldberg might have went somewhere else.
I don't know.
It
who
doesn't
that
matter.
Is.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We should move on.
Goldberg is Bill Goldberg. He was the WCW wrestler.
Yeah. So, but yeah, there's different kinds. There's also sumo wrestling.
So sumo wrestling is super interesting. Did you read anything about it?
Loved it.
Did you read about like fixed matches? And
that's
stuff?
A yes. Loved it. Equaled yes. No, I didn't read anything about that.
Okay. Have you read or seen Freakonomics?
No, Dylan? Because people told me that it was really good, so I just kind of try to avoid it.
What?
It's good, and then it gets repetitive, and then you're just like, that's enough of this.
Well, I watched. So, are you talking about the book?
No, I'm talking. No.
I actually understand
about the movie.
I mean, I'm talking about the book. I only read part of the book.
Okay, well, see,
I already understand economics like the back of my hand.
Well, it's
so.
Not, it's not exactly just like
save us, Porter.
Simple
save
economics.
Us.
It's all just like anomalies and culture and stuff.
Oh, cool. Maybe I'll see it. It's on instant stream.
It is. Yeah, that's how I watched it. And but the best. So
shout
it's a bunch
out
of
Netflix.
It's a bunch of vignettes and a lot of. I think all of them come from like parts of their book.
Okay.
And so, did you read about sumo in the book, Dylan?
I don't recall. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, if you saw the book, you should pick it up and read it, because this was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, it's somewhere. I don't really care, though. Honestly.
So, sumo, it's different from, it's different from other, like, Japanese martial arts. And it's, I guess it's sort of, it's different from any type of wrestling, because it's, like, very much steeped in the Shinto religion, so it's like a, it's always been like a very religious, sacred thing. Huh?
I knew that.
Yeah, and because they have all these rituals like throwing sand and shit.
Right.
And but anyway, so like nowadays, there's a, or actually not as much now because there was this whole scandal a few years ago. There was a bunch of fixed matches. Like it's just like very intense culture and like.
Yeah, they like live like kings too, kind of.
Well, if you're like in the top tier, yeah, there's a bunch of tiers for wrestlers.
Yeah, if you're a good one.
So yeah, like they go, like when they're young, they like go away to these like sort of school camp things where they just train, and so those are like
it's
really
like baseball
intense.
In the DR when you're a kid.
And so yeah, like moving up is really tough.
Dominican Republic.
But once you're DR, but once you're at the top, yeah, you do live like a king. But if you're at the bottom, like
living.
You live terribly, and it's really hard to move up.
So you think the top tier lives kind of like Fred Flintstone, and the middle tier lives like Barney, or what?
It's even more disparate than that.
Oh,
yeah, if you can imagine.
It's crazy.
Just try to
imagine.
And so there's this big scandal where they were fixing matches. So like in a tournament, if there was a wrestler who was like 8-6, and so he had already clinched to move on to the next round, and there was another wrestler who was like 7-7, so he needed the 8th win to move to the next round.
Okay.
70% of the time, that person with a lower record would move on. So that made these Freakonomics people think that there was cheating going on, meaning that people with the lower record would pay off the person they were fighting to lose so that, like, they would get money and he would be able to move up. And so, like, they discovered that this had been going on and this been, and it was pretty organized, too. And, like, people were killed who, like, leaked information and like and like who spoke up to
The fucking Yakuza, man. You gotta watch out for the Yakuza.
It's very much linked to the Yakuza.
What's the Yakuza?
It's the Japanese mob.
It don't sound that threatening.
There's all sorts of sweet movies about it.
Oh really?
Yeah, there's a lot of good
ones. So yeah, that it was so interesting. It's hard to
like Tokyo Drift.
It's hard to
Tokyo Drift, while an excellent film, certainly has nothing to do with the Yakuza. Although I would really like to see a little Bow Wow trying to fight the Yakuza.
They really didn't mention anything about the Yakuza in that movie. It seems like so perfect for that. Oh, you haven't seen it.
Yes, I have.
Oh, you saw Tokyo Drift?
I've seen it like 4 times.
Shut up.
Whoa.
I love Tokyo Drift.
Have you seen Tokyo Drift?
Of course I've seen Tokyo Drift. Why wouldn't I see Tokyo
Drift?
No,
have you really?
Have you seen Tokyo Drift?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen Tokyo
Drift.
Okay.
Gosh.
I bet you anything Yakuza is somehow involved.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because little Bow Wow couldn't fight off the Yakuza. So
it's
how
just Bow Wow now. He graduated.
But Lucas Black could.
Lucas Black. No, Lucas Black couldn't even fight off little Bow Wow. He can't fight off the Yakuza.
That is pretty crazy about the sumo wrestling story, though.
It is. It was hard for me to recall all the information, but like when you watch it or read it, it's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a really deep storyline that just keeps getting deeper the deeper
it
goes
does.
Into
it.
It
does.
You know?
It does. It really
does.
Well, it's like point shaving a little bit, I guess. I don't really want to talk about point
shaving. So yeah, there's a bunch of different ones. I think it's funny. I think it's kind of crazy how sumo is not an Olympic sport. I think it'd be pretty awesome if sumo wrestling was just an Olympic sport. Not this only reason I think that this would be cool is because if like
it's
right
just,
now
it's
like
so very Japanese though.
It's pretty Japanese. Like
even
I wonder
people who don't or like you know, even people from outside of Japan they don't really practice it the same with the same sacredness and
I wonder what it'd be like if they opened it up to the world. It's already like it seems like a pretty like prestigious sport kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So it would fit in well with the Olympics.
Oh, in
like curling.
In ancient Greece, wrestling was the number one Olympic game. That's what I read. I don't know what number one means. I guess most popular or like...
Probably the most important one.
Most important. I guess...
Most important.
What do you think now it would be?
What are we talking, summer or winter?
Summer?
Soccer.
Soccer? Okay.
So I don't know. Basketball gets
swimming
the
is
coverage.
Pretty big, though, too.
Is it?
Swimming, I mean, swimming gets a lot of coverage.
Was it before Michael Phelps, though?
No, I mean, basketball would have to be in the Summer Olympics.
Basketball, yeah.
It would have to be.
It's not really that. U.S. has like won
like
almost every of them.
It seems like soccer. No, a lot of other countries have won it.
You guys, have you looked in the
We've
Olympics?
We've had this as a trivia question.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And like Spain had won like more than, Spain and like
Russia.
Lithuania had won more than like anybody.
Oh, that's right. What about Argentina?
Or something like that. Yeah, I think they'd won
Argentina
a few too.
Argentina had won a few.
But yeah, like
Russia had won a few.
U.S. was
whatever the hell
fairly far down that list.
USA, baby.
I don't know
if
they were
way.
Fairly far down it.
USA all the way.
Further than you might think, I guess. Definitely further than you would think because you thought we were number
one. Anyway, no, it's a global sport that gets
You know what? I'm biased, but whatever.
We all are.
But, yeah, it's a pretty crazy sport. And then, so, yeah, they have the wrestling and stuff that is that, like, in schools and colleges and everything. Then they just have the more entertainment wrestling, which is pretty fun to watch.
Which brings me to this round of categories.
Categories.
Did I lose last time?
Yes, you lost
yeah.
last time.
I really did?
Yes, you lost last time.
God. No.
Yeah, I think Adrian lost.
Adrian lost, but then she didn't say the word, or she might have. I was going to check to see if she had said it. I don't know.
I thought you lost.
I think you've lost right now from not
Well, I have an idea for what the category should
be. Well, you just say the category, then.
Just say it, man.
I'm not going to say it yet.
Categories.
The category is pro wrestlers.
Cool.
Y'all are going to... Why did I pick this?
Yeah,
because
why did
it
you?
Goes along with the topic.
I know, but...
Go first, Sam Zena. Go first to the plate.
No, you go first.
Okay, cool. Randy Savage.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The Undertaker.
Ric Flair.
Gold Dust.
Sting.
Booker T.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
Triple H.
Diamond Dallas Page.
1-2-3 Kid.
John Cena.
Goldberg.
Someone said that, right? No, you said,
no,
Gold,
I said
Dust.
Gold Dust.
Damn it.
Jeff Jarrett.
The Rock.
Chris Benoit.
Yeah, that's fun. The Edge.
Hulk Hogan.
Brock Lesnar.
Let's see. I can think of one in a second. Shit. Shawn Michaels.
Mankind.
Mickey Rourke.
What?
Mickey Rourke doesn't count.
Hey.
He's a boxer.
Mickey Rourke, the wrestler? Come on, buddy.
Because he was in a movie called The Wrestler where he played a wrestler.
The
He didn't even say his wrestler name from that movie.
Yeah. The Wrestler.
The Punisher. Wait, Exterminator.
That's not his name.
Undertaker.
I think I already said that. You lose. What like about five times over?
What about Wolverine? No. I'm so sad. This is my first time to ever lose, guys, but...
No, you... Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Nice streak.
I know. I was the only one that hadn't lost.
Category.
All right.
Yeah, I was undefeated going into that. But the movie The Wrestler actually was pretty... I actually thought it was really good.
The movie is awesome.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's a great movie.
It got kind of like negative reviews, but like...
Oh, shut up.
No, but speaking of that, though, one of our good buddies, Clay Evan, shout out to Clay, his oldest brother is a professional wrestler.
Oh, yeah, y'all should get into why we even picked this topic in the first place.
And so, yeah, so actually on Sunday night, this is Tuesday, shout out to Tuesday, is that, actually, have you guys ever seen that store Tuesday Morning?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was forever either. It always sounded like a weird, like, it reminded me of like a hangover, like... I don't know. Like,
you're getting drunk on Monday night.
I don't know, but for some reason I associate that phrase with like a hangover. I don't know, but I think it's just like a mattress store or something.
Sounds like a morning after pill to me.
Yeah, I think it's some like, kind of like it sounds something. It's so
pregnancy
strange.
Pregnancy plan place.
I think it's a mattress store or like a just like a knickknack, Hobby Lobby, Bed Bath and Beyond thing.
Those are two really different things.
Well, imagine a combination.
But yeah, Sunday night. Clay's oldest brother, Robert Evans, was wrestling down at the Mohawk, and he's in this thing called ACW. It's like Anarchy Champions Wrestling.
Championship.
ChampionshipWrestling.com, ACW.com. But yeah, I went down there, ACW.com.
Well, the name for the organization doesn't actually have .com at the end.
No, but that's the website if you guys want to check it out. Unrad Jacket. But yeah, no, we went to a few of us headed down there and watched Robert wrestle, and it was actually really entertaining. He actually wrestled a girl, and the girl is his girlfriend, apparently, and it was pretty sexual, I'm not going to lie, but it was pretty entertaining, and they got, like, thrown out of the rink and, cut. They didn't get cut, actually.
They got thrown, like, they threw each other.
No, they didn't
disqualified.
They got tossed out of the bar afterwards. No, just kidding. They really didn't. I don't really know.
We're getting too sexed up.
And but yeah, Robert actually is like a pretty, like, his brother's actually like a pretty big name on the circuit, apparently, because like we walked in a little bit late and then this guy was just there. And the characters you see these wrestling matches are hilarious, by the way. Like, I saw this, like, 45-year-old Mexican woman just drinking a Miller High Life 40 inside the Mohawk while watching the wrestling, which was just really funny to me.
My favorite is when Sam and I, Sam Zena, we went to one of these things not that long ago. We went to go see a show by this band, the Coat Hangers, which is an awesome punk band from Georgia. If you're unaware of this band, you should check them out because they kick ass.
They're really good live. They're really fun. Yeah.
You're actually wearing a Coat Hanger shirt right now.
Oh yeah, and I got that for you.
Sam Zena gave me. He gifted this shirt to me. It's a wonderful shirt.
I might have gotten that shirt for free too.
I don't know. You never tell me you got it for free or not.
Why don't you?
Maybe I bought it. I don't know.
Just say you bought it. It sounds better.
Well, I mean, I think. Because I met him and, like, was, like, hanging out with him.
Right.
And they might have given it to me.
Not for the first time.
They gave me a button. I know that. I probably bought the shirt.
Well, either way, so it's the same place, the place, the Mohawk. There's an inside and outside area. Inside, the Coat Hangers were supposed to be playing. Outside was wrestling. We didn't expect the wrestling to be happening. So we went inside to go check out these openers for this band. And let me tell you, they had some totally junk openers happening for them.
The downtown struts were good.
The downtown struts were good, and there were four people watching that one because all the other ones had sucked so hard. Anyway, so we went outside to go watch this wrestling, and we saw some pretty brutal shit. The first match was, again, a guy against a woman. Uh-huh. It was also the second to last match, just like the last time. And at one point, the guy takes the woman, and he throws her out of the ring. The woman goes to pick up a folding chair. She folds the chair up. This guy launches himself over the top rope, and as he's in the middle of the air, the woman takes the folding chair, hums at his face as hard as he can. He gets decked in the face with the chair as he's launching himself over. He screams the F word at the top of his lungs, and then he just falls like a sack of bricks on top of the concrete and starts bleeding everywhere profusely.
For real.
Everywhere.
Nice.
I thought it was fake, and I kept asking Dylan, and he assured me it was real.
Yeah, it was real. And then so they continue wrestling for like 2 more minutes. The woman won, thankfully. Because if she had lost when the guy's gushing blood, that would have just been terrible.
No.
Anyway, so, you know, she wins, and afterwards the guy was bleeding so bad that they had medics come in, and they tried to put towels over. He was bleeding so bad people had to taking their shirt off and throwing it at the ring to stop the blood. And then after the match was over, they tried to wipe the blood up, but they couldn't, so they just dumped Purell all over the mattress. But then during the next match, favorite wrestling woman that I've ever seen in my life was this older black lady who was standing at the side of the next to the ring. And as these two guys are wrestling, she's cheering for this one guy. And every time he started to lose a little bit, she just starts screaming, "He ain't Jesus! He ain't Jesus!" Just at the top of her lungs. She was totally drunk. And she just kept yelling at the top of his lungs. The only thing she had to say. And she just screamed it for 15 minutes. And that was my favorite thing I've ever seen.
But, so she was saying, like, you shouldn't be losing to him because he's not
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Now that's that.
It's good reasoning.
Yeah. So happened.
She sounds like a pretty just level-headed person in general,
right? I mean, she was. Yeah, they had a lot of fun characters there, like you were saying.
Yeah, and people like old people, little kids.
Like, yeah, there was like so
the most diverse crowd I've ever seen at Mohawk.
There was a guy. So the guy I ran into first was just a guy in a full cowboy getup, like cowboy hat and boots, and then I was just like, "Yeah." So is Robert Evans gone yet? He's like, "Oh no, man. He's like coming up next." Like he knew who Robert Evans was.
Wow.
And people were...
So people like, really follow this.
Well, yeah.
Clay said he used to wrestle in town pretty frequently before he moved to Philadelphia. Like with those people.
Yeah.
So he probably like built some sort of weird following town amongst the people that follow.
Yeah, but they're excited to come back.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So yeah, that's sort of a big thing that's like really hobby is how intense wrestling fans can be. Because the fans of wrestling are a lot more hardcore than fans of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll, you know, have a ton of favorite wrestlers and all their swag.
And the weird thing about that is that it gets just very dangerous because a lot of times those people start doing all the whole backyard wrestling thing. And they'll start trying to beat the shit out of their friends in the backyard trying to emulate these people. And, you know, there's all sorts of really ridiculous videos on YouTube. And sometimes they're really funny. And sometimes you watch these things and you say, what the fuck were you thinking?
Sort of like when Jackass got really popular.
Yeah.
Right.
All my friends were just doing bullshit. And I was like, why are you doing that?
Exactly. Yeah. It's the same type of thing.
Take firecrackers in our ears.
Yeah. Or just go on the top.
You're actually trying to get injured. You're literally attempting to get injured and succeeding.
These kids aren't trying to get injured. They think that they're going to like not get hurt, even though they are. Like, you know, there's like videos of kids getting on the roof on the roofs of houses and carrying like a full like a huge metal ladder, and they'll jump off the roof holding this ladder, and they will launch themselves at their friend standing on the ground under them, and just try to deck the shit out of each other. Or they'll make buried alive matches where they'll actually like, you know, dig a hole in the ground, and then they'll have to wrestle the kid into the ground and like throw the kid in there and then start covering him in dirt. Like they're actually going to bury him. I know somebody who actually did that.
That's weird.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It's so fucking stupid. But, you know, I know it gets kind of dangerous with all that stuff. So
yeah.
These kids got to get their heads out of their asses.
Have y'all ever wrestled in any form or fashion?
I mean, yeah, I've like wrestled people before, but that's just like, because I was just like drunk or
like Clay, know,
just like hanging out. Yeah, I've wrestled Clay a couple times.
So
Clay
were you actually?
Yeah.
What do you mean when you say you're wrestling? Were y'all just like kind of fucking around? Or
yeah, and you just like start by just like pushing or shoving, and then just start wrestling. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I've done that before a lot.
What about you, Dylan?
I never done any professional stuff.
Not much of a wrestler. I'm more of a tickler. Can we do tickling for a hobby?
Now, that's where I draw the line.
You're not much of a wrestler. You're more of a tickler. Well, now I'm not going to wrestle. You don't want to get tickled while I'm wrestling.
That's right. That's my signature move. Watch out.
Well, let's see. Answer the question. I mean, yeah, I've wrestled on, like, trampolines in my backyard. Like, I mean, and that's like...
That's a lot of fun.
I guess I did that when I was a kid.
Absolutely. And that's when I...
What did you do when you were a kid?
Oh, so many things.
He birdwatched with his father.
Watched birds. Played the trumpet.
Pretended his brother on his on a
pretended I was my brother
on a mixtape that he made.
Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
We listened to that mixtape while we helped him move. That was a fun one.
Did you hear that?
This
isn't interesting.
I haven't heard the mixtape.
It's a mixtape where he's pretending he's his brother. It's just really funny. It's just
I haven't heard this. I've heard about it though.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm John Cena. I've got lots of friends.
I had a talk boy. I'm John Cena. Just working on a few characters.
Oh, I didn't have a talk boy. My neighbor did, and I thought it was the coolest thing. Wasn't that in Home Alone?
Two.
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2. Shout out to New York.
Yeah, shout out to Macaulay.
Hey, Macaulay, if you're listening, come hang out with me sometime. I've sent you like 5,000 direct messages on Twitter.
He got married in a church that's like 3 blocks from
Is he married
house,
to Mila
actually.
Kunis?
No, they don't date anymore.
Oh, who's he married to?
Oh, they're not together anymore?
No. He got married real young.
His loss.
He got married when he was like 17 or 18.
So like this is before and
this
he's
is
not
before he started dating.
Okay.
Yeah, this is before he started dating Mila Kunis. He got married when he was like 17 or 18 in one of those little fuck you dad moments at a church down the street from my apartment or from my house.
Yes,
yeah, so
you want to talk to us about
yeah,
that
do
one?
You have some daddy issues you want to get off
no,
the
No, that
test?
Was Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin was a child actor. His father stole his
money.
Cool
if you want to. But
right.
Speaking of wrestling
fans. We're here.
I've actually been
Thanks,
to...
Thanks, guys. I'll keep that in mind.
We're here.
When I was like 13, I went to a WCW event in Birmingham.
That sounds awesome.
It was amazing. And,
who'd you see?
Oh, like...
Top billing.
I mean, I saw... Sting was there.
I named him in the
DDP?
Category.
Was DDP there?
DDP was there, and I actually got a DDP shirt.
That DDP shirt.
Yeah, so I have a DDP
Dude,
shirt.
Dude, wrestling shirts were the ugliest things.
Diamond Dallas Page.
I was in like fifth grade. So many kids had those. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Dude, I was the coolest kid for like a week.
Terrible.
Like every kid had like a triple X.
That shirt was like so huge. Like
yeah,
I wear it today.
Black,
like 12
faded,
years after.
Faded black t-shirt.
After the fact.
With like just a horrendous like graphic of whatever the wrestler. Like
whole
body.
So amazing. I mean, it reminds me of simpler times.
Yeah.
I wear it when I'm cold or
so
like...
So simple.
Or like when I'm like really scared. I usually just wear it just that and
so
socks.
What is your response to my belief that wrestling is for white trash?
I probably would have to agree with that, honestly. I mean, you go to these wrestling events that are at bars or you go to like wrestling events at WCW and it's just... yeah, I mean, it's like...
Oh, I thought of another wrestler I know. It's Vader, because he was on Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah, Vader.
Oh, that's how you knew him, from Boy Meets World.
He was the father of one of the kids that Corey went to school with.
Luke?
Like, Vader played himself.
Vader played himself, yeah.
And he was the father of...
okay.
What was his name? I don't know.
Will?
It was Ethan Suplee. You know who that is?
No, I don't. but yeah, actually, I was looking up YouTube videos of wrestling yesterday, too, and saw how there's like, this one video came up, it was like one of the top results, and it was... How a fan entered the ring during the match, and it was when Diamond Dallas Page was wrestling.
Oh, DDP.
This other guy who was like actually wrestling just straight up kicked this person like in like the face to kick him out.
Did DDP give him the diamond cutter?
DDP was on the opposite side of the ring, but that would have been awesome. Diamond cutter was pretty amazing.
Pretty
though.
Sweet. It's pretty badass.
Yeah. Wrestling move.
Yeah. That was a finisher.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about wrestling or pro wrestling.
But yeah, that wrestling was pretty crazy. It was a lot of fun as a teenager and then got kind of out of that phase. That was actually my like wrestling and paintball phase of my life.
You know, I was going to say something to you guys. I think we really missed out because they recently shot Raw, WWE Raw, over at the Irwin Center here in Austin.
Mm.
And I actually kind of like wanted to go.
That stuff's still on TV, like every week.
Yeah. Really? Oh, absolutely. I thought it would have been absolutely hilarious. Actually, we have some friends that are going to WrestleMania for their anniversary.
Who?
Jess and Morgan DeSalle.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to Miami to go to WrestleMania for their anniversary.
Oh my gosh!
And
they're funny people. Shout out to Jess and Morgan.
Jess and Morgan.
I don't think you've ever listened to this, but shout out to them.
Well, I think that's absolutely.
I told
hysterical.
Jess about it when she was here.
Oh, nice.
Well, I think that's an awesome idea, and I actually kind of wanted to go to WWE Raw when they filmed it here because I thought it would have been absolutely hysterical.
You can probably go to WrestleMania with them.
Yeah, no, that's in Miami.
Oh, they're traveling to Miami for that thing?
Yeah, yeah. I said that.
They're going to Miami. They got like a whole. They got like a hotel for like 5 days, and they're going. And Jess has this huge plan. I think she said she wanted to dress like the Ultimate Warrior for most of the weekend.
Oh my god!
So should we bring it to a vote, or do y'all have any final thoughts?
Let's see. Final thoughts.
I do think that how like professional wrestlers and stuff kind of correlate to like just. I mean, they're all like personalities and developing characters and stuff. Because it seems like a lot of these people go into like reality television afterwards. Like old wrestlers.
Like Hulk Hogan.
Like
Who
Hulk
else?
Hogan. Randy Savage.
Well, The Miz.
He started on reality.
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant. Goldberg was on American
Giant
Idol.
Died.
I was just kidding. He wasn't on reality TV.
No, Goldberg actually was a judge on American Idol last season.
That's silly.
No, he wasn't.
No.
I would have been.
What if he just has like a ridiculous?
I still believed you though.
What if he just has that other skill set of being just an amazing singer,
and an opera singer?
Yeah.
Well.
No, but it's just funny how like these personalities and stuff are just all like they. I think they just translate because they're all not real. I wonder what it's like to be a like wrestler, and to be you know like develop this whole personality, but then like be yourself. Because you can't really like turn that off. Like Hulk Hogan really can't turn off.
Yeah, because people perceive him as
well. That's why it
character.
Was really
that's
funny to watch.
That's his real personality.
That's why it was really funny to watch that season of The Real World with The Miz, because The Miz would always just you know
I guess
that was his whole
I
thing.
I guess that's yeah, that's a good
wrestler. And he'd talk about how he was Chris the Miz Mizzler all the time, and it was kind of hilarious to see this guy who obviously wanted to do this, and he's taking every opportunity to like perfect his persona on reality TV to the point that somebody like Mike Vince McMahon might actually see this because
yeah.
you know it's being broadcast
yeah.
on TV.
That's a good point about reality TV because it's kind of the same kind of acting. Like you're acting like this persona, and it's meant for people to perceive it as your real personality. When really it's like an exaggerated form of your personality that you sort of have to be in all the time.
Yeah.
And like it's pretty much the same kinds of performing except with fighting, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, because, yeah, people that are on like, yeah, I don't know, like Jersey Shore, The Real World or
yeah. and there's a few
Kim
like
Kardashian,
really big personalities in like...
She's a delight.
Well, Keeping Up with the Kardashians actually is probably like one of the better television programs
yeah,
like
up.
that I've been watching in the past like 10 months.
Oh yeah,
I feel
it's
like
really
good.
No, it's really delightful.
I feel like also
it's a gem.
This is sort of interesting.
You're
I feel
you're
like
kidding. It's
in recent years,
it's great.
There's been a lot of musicians who have had
so
these
much better than
big
Benjamin
personalities
Button.
That probably aren't their real personalities, but it's just sort of the ones they put on for show, like a wrestler or a reality star would like.
Like Ted Nugent?
Like Lady Gaga and Kesha and Andrew W.K. Like those are sort of like exaggerated
yeah, like,
personalities. They're supposed to be the, they're meant to be perceived as their real personality, but yeah,
right.
there's no way that they're like that all 24/7. But
yeah.
Andrew W.K.'s.
I mean, I'm sure like it comes from
totally not true.
I'm sure it comes
yes,
from
it
an
is.
Aspect of his personality that's like that. But there's no way like that's him. You
yeah,
know?
Like the guy like Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
How
his
is
personality
he like
is just boring.
Yeah, he's kind of flat.
He's just exaggerated.
He has what disease does he have?
The Voice. He's on the show The Voice.
Asperger's?
No, he has some. It's like ADD or something.
Alopecia?
Like really simple that I just can't think of. He's in a commercial like because he has ADD. He's like in a medicine commercial or something.
So he was one of those babies that was going to get aborted, but then didn't.
ADD?
ADD?
Yeah, that's what about.
I don't think
days.
You can detect ADD when you're before.
And
you're
why
born.
Would you abort a baby who's gonna have ADD?
Why not?
ADD, attention ADD? Deficit disorder?
No.
Yeah.
I think everyone is going to have ADD.
Because you have ADD?
No.
Do you not?
No. Oh. My brother and sister do.
Right.
You can talk about it.
Okay.
I would be surprised if like any of us had it. Like it's,
yeah.
It's a, I mean, in many cases, it's manageable.
God, because if you're a parent, then you got these little rascals running around all the time.
You have that anyway.
And you got it, and they're always just puking and pissing all over the place. And you can't control them. You just can't, because they can't pay attention to anything.
With fiber, yeah,
you,
actually.
With fiber, you can't control them, because you can't get them to pay attention to anything.
A heavy fiber diet will always do you a riot.
Maybe we... that makes no sense.
All right, fine.
Maybe we should bring it to the vote. Porter...
Would I hobby hard wrestling? Like, and does this mean, okay.
See, this is, what this was my original issue. What does this mean? What are we asking?
Does it mean hobby hard as a fan of professional wrestling? Does it mean
I don't know.
Hobby hard?
Hobby hard.
You got us into this mess.
Hobby hard as if you could be a fan. Let's just say you could be a fan
following,
of wrestling.
Following yes, professional wrestling. Right.
Okay, yeah.
And then you do it like Clay, who follows it and then also gets drunk and tries to make people wrestle, which is just really annoying when he does it. Sorry, Clay. Just want you to know that.
Would you be like an intense...
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I mean, I'll be an amateur wrestler on the side after a few whiskey shots, but that's about it.
You know, back when I was a kid, I used to love this just stupid crap. But every time I see one of these new idiots that's doing it, like John Cena, who cares about this guy? He's like Channing Tatum, except he wrestles. Like, who gives a
shit? He does kind of look like Channing Tatum.
Like, his whole character. He's like a stupid hip-hop moron. Just shut up and go away. And he's in terrible movies. Go away. I can't pay attention.
His name sounds like my brother's name.
Yeah, I can't take... It does, actually. I can't take these people anymore.
My brother's name is John Cena.
Shout out to John Cena.
John Cena.
I didn't mean to say it like that.
Anyway, so my answer is no, even though that
wow.
was a past part of my
life.
I thought you would have been one.
I thought one or both of you was going to say yes. Well, I'm obviously a no.
John Cena ruins everything.
I don't give a shit about wrestling.
Yeah, I would still totally go to see some WWE Raw.
Yeah, though. Like I was definitely into wrestling when I was like a teenager and stuff, professional wrestling. I had like the WCW... versus NWO video game for N64.
Dude, I had so many of those video games. Those
they're
things
so
are still
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, you get to make the wrestlers and then just beat the hell out of each other. Making the wrestlers is really the best part about it. Oh, look, Sam's tuning us out. I don't know how I feel.
All right, talk to you guys next week. It's going to be a fun time. Have a good week. Be safe. Happy New Year.
Hey, follow us at Hobby Hard.
Happy holidays, guys. Happy holidays.
Follow us at Hobby Hard and email us hobbyhard@gmail.com. Or visit hobbyhard.podomatic.com.
Podomatic, shout out.
Don't
Podomatic.
Don't abort ADHD babies.
No, don't ever.
Don't ever abort.
Actually, you know what?
It's your choice.
It's
yeah,
your
we
choice.
Can't say that.
Yeah, actually, pro-choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. We're not
or
Tim Tebow. We're
pro
not
life, depending on what our fan base is. We just need listeners.
It's all right. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, and good night.